Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. Jessica is boring. I'm tired of you, Jessica.
I think it's less that she's boring. She's just so unhappy.
She is very unhappy. But here's the deal, y'all. When you're with someone and you think that you might kiss them, you might hook up with them, and they say they're tired, poodle, what does that mean?
That means they're not interested.
That's what that
means. And it means to fuck off.
It really does.
It kind of means get out of my space.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the night.
I think she, like, he's the most interesting person there, but she really can't stand any of them.
Jessica. Wes?
I think for Jessica, Wes is the most interesting person there.
Yes.
And she's like, okay, well, I'll kind of entertain this and flirt with him because I really don't like anyone else.
You mean he is the best option for her to hook up with?
Yes. He is the only butter to her soggy, soggy toast. White bread toast.
But
just
it's
boring.
But it is unsalted butter.
It's not even a compound butter.
No.
No.
No. It is.
It's just an unsalted butter with abs.
He's not a bad guy. He's handsome. But God, that personality.
You know, I think, probably not for you, but in real life, Wes would be probably the person I would like to be around the most. I think we would have like a better, good conversation. He's kind of nerdy, but for reality TV, boring.
See, I still need more than that in my life.
This is why I end up having to pick you up in Victorville at 2 a.m.
But there's
Poodle needs excitement.
There's something to be found between Wes and Jake. There's something in the middle.
That's true.
And
yo,
I don't know.
Below Dick.
This is Below Dick.
Below Dick.
Compliments of Captain Lee's Travel Agency.
That's the name of this episode. Season 9, episode 8. We're halfway through.
Yeah, I think
right?
So.
We're usually
probably
about
16, 17 episodes.
16, yeah. 17, I'm halfway through.
Probably 2 tell-alls. We're going to have a lot to tell, I believe.
There was intense moments that happened this episode, but there also wasn't a lot of moments in this episode, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
I thought this, and this brings me to our, do we have any announcements before we jump in?
Y'all, you can go to our live shows. Go to
live show, our Linktree.
Linktree link. We've got
Linktree, Linktree. That's it.
We got some numbers today, you know, because most of our venues are a little bit bigger. Some are a little smaller, like y'all. If y'all want to see us in the ATL.
Oh, my God. I was shocked.
We're 80% sold out. So you better get on that shit.
We're going to have to talk to Chris about maybe getting another date. I know it's
I don't know. I don't think. Remember, we couldn't because the other date was like on a fucking Tuesday night.
Maybe we can do a second show.
I hope they do it on Tuesday because that's perfect. On the weekend, I got bingo.
She goes to bed at 6.
All be Carl, do you think they'll do a 4 p.m. show?
She can go to Old Country Buffet after.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what we can do?
I love
what
their corn muffins.
And we, now, what corn muffins? We'll always come back around, y'all. We'll always come back around.
Yeah, y'all, I would say if you want those Atlanta tickets, you should have gotten them yesterday.
Yeah, so I would jump on that. And they're also Seattle.
And Seattle's
a bit, yeah. So anyway, y'all, Portland, Philly, Boston, Nashville.
We've D.C.
D.C., we've got dates for you. So we're excited to go to the Linktree link. Also, Sissy Christina, she really does herself. Poodle just dropped posted a meme on her Instagram today. Wait, what is today? Today's Tuesday. This is, yes.
2 days ago.
So, yeah.
No, today's Wednesday.
Y'all, if you're not listening to us talk about Before the 90 Days, you might, this if you haven't jumped
Gino
into the-
Gino from Michigan.
Yeah, if you don't know 90 Days and you're just a below decker, you might want to jump in on this season because it is-
This is a season full of garbage pail kids.
That's it.
They are.
If you
are like garbage pail kids that were cleaned up a little bit. A
little bit.
Yeah. We just threw them out in the world.
Yes. I didn't love garbage pail kids.
Said go find love.
I didn't like that.
Did they scare you?
No, it's just so mean to the Cabbage Patch. I love my Cabbage Patch kids. Why do you want to make them just rough and
they were
gross?
Weak.
You love garbage pail kids, didn't you?
Yes. Because they were the outcasts.
Boy, that is.
And I understood them. And they understood me.
No, I wanted to be good, like Xavier,
whatever. Yeah, look what happened to you.
Yeah, I'm just a whore, too.
I know.
Just a dirty whore.
You know what? You wanted to be a Cabbage Patch Kid, but you were a garbage pail kid inside.
I really was.
That's it.
I really was.
And I knew I was garbage pail kid.
That garbage pail, the one that just smoked had all the cigarettes in their mouth. That was me.
I had a morbid fascination with them.
I could see
some
that.
Some of them were really gross.
Some of them were really gross.
Like the one with snot, I remember.
So did Garbage Pail Kids, were those made by Cabbage Patch Kids or a totally different company?
I don't know.
Someone needs to do
this. This is so uninteresting to figuring out where they came from.
Somebody could do a documentary about that. People would watch it. Put that on Netflix.
People have a lot of time on their hands.
People do have a lot of time on their hands. Anyway, y'all. So I think that's it.
Want to talk about this episode?
Oh, you know what? I think since this is a house, we could probably maybe say this now.
Oh, it's official. This is the free feed, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a big announcement.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. We're doing another Gay Crappens crossover.
We're doing...
For the holidays.
A Gay Crappens crossover. We're recording this week.
We're doing, with Ronnie and Ben from Watch What Crappens, we're doing another shitty Christmas movie to follow up last year's Holidate, a movie that still echoes in my soul.
As Ronnie said, sent us an email today, he's like, I just watched this piece of shit and I want to talk to y'all for 10 hours about it.
The movie we are going to have you watch, we're sorry in advance, is Candy Coated Christmas.
Guest starring the Pioneer Woman from Oklahoma.
On Discovery Plus.
She's from Pawnee and her son plays football at North Texas. He's the quarterback.
Her dead eyes really bother me. Yeah.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready for this. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. Anyway,
I'm watching
excited.
It late tonight.
That's going to drop the week of really late because we're getting back late. We're going to see West Side Story tonight.
Oh, you're right. I'll have to watch it tomorrow night. Never mind.
Yeah. So, y'all, we'll give you a West Side Story report. Spoiler alert, it's wonderful.
I'm going to have a lot to say, I'm sure.
Are you going to cry more in David Archuleta or West Side Story?
That's a toss up.
It is a toss up.
I don't know. I've heard really good things.
You know what to expect though in West Side Story with David Archuleta blindsided with his voice of an angel
and with that song about Jesus being not baby Jesus being all the colors.
Y'all, David Archuleta is touring, especially for our Dallas sisters.
You go see him.
He is singing with Turtle Creek Corral. You go see
it's
that.
It's gonna be queer.
And when you meet him at the stage, you say Reality Gay sent me, and he'll say. Who's that?
Or he'll say, wait, is that queen who kept staring at me and crying? and then locked eyes with me at one point and made me uncomfortable.
You're like, yes.
And then I made a jerk off symbol with his mouth.
Oh, that was me. Anyway, y'all,
I think that's it. Should we get into the show?
Let's jump into Poodle. What's your first tea bag?
My first tea bag is no one is happy on this boat.
They are miserable.
Yeah,
miserable.
And I think that happens. I think it is from Jess. Is one of the kind of bringing down. And Raina hasn't been happy for a while. They both keep saying they're unhappy.
Yes.
And there's something also off about the... I think it's also Heather running the ship. It's not... You only feel like everyone's doing a job and there's not a lot of team camaraderie.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that way in the deck crew either. We hit an impasse.
It's interesting that I didn't think that this season could be more sad than Below Deck Med of the one we just watched.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
They all just seemed just really just
well,
sad.
Everyone was getting along at first, and now it's not that people aren't, well, it is that they're not getting along. But there's no, and Captain Lee's dissatisfied, and both Jess and Raina are really in a bad place, both of them. And it brings down everything for the, not brings down the crew and the show.
No, I
agree. So it's interesting.
Because it's so, Rachel has been the least dramatic person, the least, this whole
She's
trip.
Been the light.
She really has. She's been like the... Because she's in the kitchen in her own world doing her thing.
Her and Captain Lee. And Jake and Fraser kissing.
I hope that happens again.
Me too.
I don't know if it will.
What's your first one? I just needed to point that out because that's what I got out of this episode.
Well, speaking of, let's just talk about the whole Jake and Eddie and Raina and Wes thing of Jake kind of not... basically, Jake is talking to Eddie saying, you know, they give him shit all the time. And so Jake feels like always getting talking back. Where
that's not true. Wes does a little bit. It's mostly Raina. Yeah.
Wes did say, like, his delivery is a little...
That is true.
...harsh. And I think...
But did he say that in the moment or to him?
He said that in the moment.
Right.
So not to him. Well, because Wes knows... Well, Wes actually thinks that Raina, he says in his own words, I think, because about this, about basically, they're just basically talking that Jake wants to be, they had just had this fight about the slide and everything,
right.
And the guests could hear them, and Wes basically says, I think she's overreacting.
Right.
It's not that bad. Quote, it's really not that bad.
Right.
And... In that moment, I agree with Wes. I think it's Wes doesn't say anything because he knows you're on a ship, and when you're on a, even I've learned this in like the year or the season and a half of watching Below Deck. When you're on a ship, people have rank. So if someone gives you an order, you figure it out to the best of your ability.
Right.
It's not a hand holding job.
This
isn't, you know, WeWork.
Yeah, and I agree that Jake can be better in his delivery, but the worst thing you can do is be insubordinate. And they're giving her, if it was, and later on, Eddie says that if you rolled your eyes at Captain Lee, you'd be out the boat.
Yeah.
So it is, in a way, she doesn't realize how much she's getting away with.
Well, and then Raina ends up doing, y'all... Here's a hint. When you're in a small space, like a boat, don't go to your room on speakerphone.
Yes,
and bitch about how terrible your Josh. And again, this is where Raina's talking about, I'm not being respected.
Yeah.
And you know what we've said about when people say they're not being
When people throw around the term, I'm being disrespected.
And honestly, and I'm sure there is some truth to that with her and Jake. We haven't seen everything. And Jake is brunt. But at the same time, it's...
Blunt.
Blunt, sorry. But it is, you spot it, you got it. And that Raina's not respecting them. She is not, like, the way that she reacts to, like, when Jake talks to her, I still can't believe some of the shit she says to him. Like,
yeah, like, get away from me.
Get away from me. You know, I'm not, and cussing at him. Yeah. Like, that is not how you speak to people that are your boss.
If you haven't even seen some of the previous things where if someone is slightly insubordinate to someone, they scream at you. It's the things that like Riley got in a lot of trouble for.
Yeah.
And and Riley and some of the other female deckhands especially. But the male deckhands will keep it inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
To whatever end or to whatever problem that causes until there's an explosion.
Mm. What's your next tea bag?
My next one.
I like your hoodie.
Thank you. This is so old.
It is
weathered.
Is it cotton? It's so old that it looks kind of velour.
It's not.
And what I've decided.
velour.
I think you
a velour tracksuit.
Those velour tracks.
I love those.
I think it would. You could do it.
I'd almost feel too expensive for the room.
You never will be. Remember garbage pail kids.
It's true. I am still that snot baby, y'all. Inside, I'm still that snot baby. The woman who took off her top with her father there. That was a lot.
That was now an issue too.
I gotta ask.
I mean, at this point, what? I've seen everything with my father. But I don't want to see my mom's tits.
But what was the reason to take your top off to get in the hot tub? Is that a special feeling? I guess it is. It
probably feels. I mean, it feels better on your balls when you get in a hot tub than when you wear a suit.
I guess she knew she was going to be on camera. And
maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
She's doing fine. Jake's flirting with her.
She said, "It's like you're a bit too young for me."
Yeah. I mean, but the dad's like, she's getting in there, and the dad's like, I don't want to see it. But back to me. And I'm just like, this is a very calm crew.
Yeah.
There's not really any crew.
It's been very boob-centric.
We haven't had a real, I mean, that one dinner. Oh, wait, I forgot about, golly, that seems like a lifetime ago, where the guy was screaming at the woman. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Golly.
No,
it was horrible.
That was pretty awful. What's your next one?
My next one is, okay, I think this is, sorry, y'all, everything is just, this is a heavy episode. I'm trying to how do we tell dick jokes? It's kind of hard on this episode. Now, Eddie and Raina, though, I want to talk about, I thought Eddie did a great job of talking to Raina when he pulled her aside.
Yeah.
And basically he says he said, look, I heard what you were saying, because when she was in her room, y'all, she was saying how Eddie and Jake are best friends and she doesn't trust him and yada, yada. And Eddie's like, I heard all that. And you had some strong words. Just be careful what you say. And Raina says, I don't want to be the issue.
It's interesting.
I don't know. What do you think about that
statement? It's interesting because, and I'm sure she's having to code switch a lot.
Every
time that she interacts with everybody on the boat.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting when she does interact with Wes, she expects a complete simpatico.
And he doesn't always
and
agree
he's
with
just
her.
Not giving it to her. And I think that's why she feels so alone on that boat.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think it excuses, for me, it doesn't excuse her behavior superiors.
And what I loved about Eddie is that he gave her a concrete thing, because what he said.
Because Jake doesn't do that.
He said, you don't listen.
Yeah.
You talk over people. And I think a lot of this has, to be honest, I think a lot of Raina's getting the brunt of it, but I do think a lot of the problem, honestly, it is a problem of the leadership. I think Eddie is just like, okay, Jake, here you go. I'm giving this to you.
Yeah.
But they're not teaching Jake of how you lead people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what Eddie was like in prior seasons, but Eddie is really good talking to people. Like Malia, was really good at talking to people.
No, she's been the best. She's been the best bosun.
But I think Eddie's doing a pretty good job of hearing what they want to say.
Yeah, he's good at making himself look good, though.
That's true. That's true. Yep. But Malia's really good because Malia gives specifics. She doesn't just talk in abstracts.
Malia has an added benefit because she's a woman in power, and she's had to figure out a lot of ways to already disarm people before she gets in there.
And Jake just says, fix it, but he doesn't give them any tools of how.
He's the worst, and just from seeing previous seasons of Below Deck, I love it that we're talking about leadership and about how people should be good at leadership. You should see some of these bosuns on earlier seasons. They're assholes. You just do what they say.
You just do what they say.
Yeah, wow. or first officer.
Well, you know, I went to a...
Or lead deckhand.
I was about 3 months ago, I was flying to Houston, and a plane got rerouted, and so I got stuck in Tampa. And I went to this leadership conference while I was there. And, you know, it taught me so much.
Yeah.
And so I just know that leadership
is based on constructive criticism.
Yeah, constructive criticism and listening when you want to listen and then being right when you're right.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Let me know what that is.
Her name's Captain Sandy.
Oh, yeah. So
have you ever heard of her?
No, not familiar.
All right. Well. We had a sissy that said, did they go to that or did they?
I don't think they went to it, but no, the tickets were, she was doing a DJ set.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and someone tried to buy me tickets and I'm like, fuck you, I'm not going. You can buy me tickets if you want. I'm not showing up.
Poodle's not showing up.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll see you there. You'd just be sitting there in front of the expo.
Here
And you'd like send me a message. You're like,
oh, I do believe I found it.
It would be a Sarah McLachlan remix.
We are Bob. Let me in. Yeah.
Bound to the rhythm. Bound to the rhythm. Bound to the rhythm.
Let's get it started now.
You'd just be sitting there. And you're like, you message me. I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in an hour. Nope. Nope. You're going to have to enjoy fumbling towards ecstasy, the remix, without me.
Poor Sarah McLachlan.
I love Sarah McLachlan.
I know.
Glocklin. You said Glothlin.
That's how you, Sarah McLachlan.
Glocklin.
Glocklin?
L.A. McLachlan. L.A.C.H.
It's easier last name. It's hard.
It's not. I think, is it my turn?
Yeah, it is. You know what? But before we do that, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find you're happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find you're happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I just need to start this next part with when Captain Lee, when we're when he's with the, they're in the wheelhouse talking to the deck crew, and he says, "If you fuck up that slide one more time, I'll have someone's ass, whether it's one of you, two of you, three of you, or all of you. I'll have all your asses."
Let me guess.
I went somewhere.
Your TV kind of had a little static in
it. Yeah. And then I imagined all of them
left the deck.
And I imagined all of them presenting their asses like baboons to Captain Lee.
Just Jake, just.
And then they.
His ass had a mustache on it.
And then they each competed for prettiest ass to Captain Lee to chaw down on.
Wow. You know, you didn't make my stomach turn and still
chaw down on.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway.
It tastes like chicken.
It don't.
No, it was. God, I don't want to be turned on when Captain Lee gets angry.
Oof.
But I am, y'all. And I agree. If you think that too, you might want to process that because I know I need to.
Oh, he's so hot. Oh, daddy.
Oh.
I don't have the only other thing. I only have like one more.
I think I'm next. Can I talk about, can we talk about Fraser and Heather and Jessica a little bit?
Yes.
So y'all, Fraser is full on told Heather. He was like, we need someone else.
And later on, they're talking about her and she just shows up
and Heather goes, I've got to pee so bad. So bad.
Now,
Poodle, have you had those situations? Y'all, I've
done
this. Oh,
yes.
Little,
always.
Poodle is the worst about it. He'll talk about somebody
and they'll just come up. Like, it is a cosmic thing with me.
It really is.
I'll be talking shit about it, especially when I'm music directing something. I'm like, and I'm talking to the director, she's terrible. How are we going to get her to blah, blah, blah? Oh, hey. Have you finished your break already? Hey. Yeah, no, we were just talking about the stage manager, how she needs to be better at her job. No, you're great. You're 100%. You're great. Yeah. Go take your break now. Go take your break. Anyway, as I was saying, what are you still doing around here?
I'm laughing because I've seen it.
Oh, y'all.
And he covers it, but if you know Jake, you see his eyes get kind of wide.
That's how you know I'm caught like an animal in a trap. My eyes will be so wide when I'm talking to you. Like I've been.
And
like,
his smile gets so big. He looks like when he was the Joker in the synchronized swimming pool.
When you almost have like shocked me. It is like that thing where you've trapped a marmoset, and there's no other way for him to get away.
What's a marmoset?
I think it's a rodent.
Really?
I just know it's like a
boy.
When I was younger, I loved finding strange animal names.
That's fucking gay and pretentious.
Marmosets.
Marmoset.
Yeah. Anyway, mama sa, mama sha ha ha.
Oh, they're cute little monkey things. They look like they're kind of bald.
Oh, so they're monkeys.
I thought they were.
You know, no one cares.
No one. Well, yes, it says marmoset and monkeys.
Okay, they're monkeys.
Look at that.
But you see its eyes.
Yeah, a little bit. They're a monkey species.
Species.
Species. Yeah, they're species. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly. So there was one other, let's see.
But I just want to say to that, just as foreshadowing, not this episode, but down the road, Heather says, like, I've tried everything with her.
Right.
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, because I think next episode she could get the boot. But I want to point out, the camera crew spending a lot of time at this dinner on watching Heather drink straight vodka. A
lot of time. Yeah.
And so this is foreshadowing, you guys. This is how Bravo is handling this incident.
Yeah, the crew leaves, y'all. Everybody leaves. And they the crew leaves. They have breakfast. Everything goes great. Jessica's mumbling, saying this is the last. She says, I wanted to say this though, real quick before we talk about the dinner.
Oh.
She says, she full on says to Frasier, this is the last dude job I'm doing.
Oh, that's right. I meant to write that down.
This
yeah.
completely overwhelmed me. The things move too quickly. Y'all, because Jess, she might be a hard worker, but I think she works at like a sloth pace. She's just like slower pace.
It's not even
not a sloth. It's just not a slower
even.
Pace.
It's not even the pace. It is.
Well, I do think the pace on these is like bam, bam, bam. You're going, going. It is,
no, I agree with you. I'm just saying. I don't know if the problem is just that. I think the problem is the quality of work.
Yes.
And what pride she does or does not take in it.
And she doesn't. It's
if y'all are in service, you kind of got to be like Frasier, obsessed, and Heather, obsessed with that kind of order, and you love doing it.
You have to love doing it, and you also have to be, you know, it's this line of, and I don't mean this is, but I feel like one reason why people like me, my cubicle warrior job, is because I don't let them know what I'm feeling on the inside when I don't want to go fucking take their kid's backpack to Encino. I say...
You had to do that?
Once, like years ago. But I just say, okay, great.
Oh my God, I'd be so terrible
actually,
at that.
I didn't mind doing that because I could get out of the office and listen to music no, and still
that,
get paid.
That is a strength because for me... I'm like Raina. I telegraph everything to you how I'm feeling
and
in my face.
I think a lot of reasons. And now I'm not saying you put up with shit and just take it. Because when I have my reviews, I'll say, oh, I would like to do this or that. I'll stand up or I think I should get paid more.
Right.
Like that's when you stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
But there are times that, y'all, I don't mean this the way it sounds. And I'm not saying to put up with it, but I'm saying your bosses don't care about how you feel.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't. And I'm not saying that's right, but I'm saying that's the reality.
Right.
Some of them do. And we're getting better at that as a workforce and having a happy culture and everyone. Boating is not that. Yachting is not that. This is not that. You can tell this is a very, and I know things are changing, but they don't. People that pay $150,000 to be on a yacht for a week, honestly, if I paid that much money to be on a yacht, I don't. Me, this is me who likes to talk to everybody. If you're going through a rough time in your life, tell me when I get off the ship. I paid a lot of money to like let my cares go.
And honestly, this is anything in the luxury service industry.
Yeah, anything in the luxury service vacation industry. So it's like for Jess, they want her to be, because a part of it's like, oh crap, they're just telling her to put on a happy face and that's so shitty. I went, well, that kind of is part of the job here. Yeah.
I just wrote Jess is shitty. I'm done. I'm done.
She just needs to not be here. Yeah. Anyway, so
let's just talk about the elephant in the room.
Well, we will say the dinner is $19,000.
Tip.
Our tip is $19,000. And Captain Lee is pissed.
That's your last tea bag?
Pissed.
Okay.
Go ahead. We'll talk about Captain Lee yelling at them later.
What?
He yells at them. He calls them all up there to the deck.
That's way, we're way past that.
I know, but we didn't talk about it, did we?
But I'm saying, is that a teabag? That's how we do these.
Oh. I'm confused.
No, I mean, you're trying to throw details in that.
No, you're right.
We don't summarize these anymore.
Fine.
I mean, we can go back, but we can't do halves and halves.
Maybe I forgot. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about this. This has been all over the internet if you read the Reddit boards or anything like that. What happens, just to describe what happens, Heather is going to the bathroom with Raina, and Raina
and this is
sees,
what you're talking about, the vodka drinking foreshadowing.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Production is really editing that. Yeah. And I think, and I have a feeling that at the tell-all, that's what's going to be said. That's going to be the Bravo line.
Yeah.
So they, and so I'm not making excuses or anything. I'm just saying that you could just tell the storytelling.
Yeah, you could tell, yeah.
So, Raina sees Jake, and of course, they do not like one another. And she sees him, and she goes, this N-word.
Yes,
Heather. And Heather, no.
Raina
says it to Jake.
Yeah.
Or said, about Jake, I should say.
He's doing something stupid, and Raina and Heather are walking like into a building.
Yeah.
And Raina says this N-word.
And Heather repeats it, this N-word. Yes.
And they're talking about Jake.
And there's nothing in the moment, but we go back to the ship, and Heather and Jake are later... are singing in the kind of the kind of galley area,
yeah. And Raina's
in the kitchen,
food, yeah.
And they're singing rap lyrics,
mm-hmm.
And she kind of hears them rap lyrics. She's like, "You can't talk like that. You can't say the N-word either because it's you guys are really white and it's 2021."
I was confused when I watched it.
I had to explain it.
I thought that she said the N-word in the galley when she was rapping because they beeped out everything.
Nope.
And we went back and watched it, and none of them, none of the stars equivocate the N-word.
This was her.
So she's talking about.
Well, she was using this as a representation of that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was basically saying, and she was doing a callback to, remember, you said this when I heard you. Jake saying, no, she didn't, right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't say that. I don't think he meant back then. He was saying it in the moment. And she's like, yeah, she did, blah, blah, blah. And Heather, now, this is weird. And I'm not, and I, Heather, you guys, it was on camera. She said the N-word.
Yeah, she said, I don't remember.
This is not something she should have done. I can't believe I have to say that. But this is not something she should have done. It's not something any white person in my experience should ever say.
Well, and there's this, I was watching Emmanuel Acko talk about on his YouTube channel. He talked, I forget which interview it was, but this was years ago.
Are you saying that name right?
Emmanuel Acko. I think that's how you say it.
A-C-O?
A-C-H-O.
Oh.
Acko. Emmanuel Acko. I think that's right.
It was Acho.
Maybe it's Acho.
Yeah.
But, y'all, that uncomfortable conversation with the black man, that's great, by the way. Y'all should... That's wonderful. But anyway, but they talk about, like, this generation of... this generation of, like, especially younger white people that listen, or just kids that are people that are listening to white or to listening to rap music where they say that word in black and black from black men in rap music and things like that and appropriating it. We're not here to like discuss all that. I will say he's a great resource for that if you want to get educated about that. But I will say, like you said, full stop, Heather should know better.
She should not have said that. That's not good. I was shocked. I guess they aired it because Raina would have said something about it if they did not air it.
Yeah.
And
I was shocked too when she said it. I went, it kind of slapped you
across the face.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
and
you don't say that.
And there was a lot of defenders online saying, well, she was just repeating her. She was trying to get camaraderie. Y'all,
no, you don't say it. That's not how you get camaraderie.
You don't say it.
No.
Yeah.
It's not. Maybe if you have your own special relationship with somebody that's your best friend. I don't know. But this is Raina. This is someone who she's the boss over.
Yeah. She's not the boss over. No, she's just a...
Or not, but I forgot. She's in a... not that she's in a different department.
Yeah.
But still, they're working together. It's just not...
Yeah. And... but basically, this is... of course...
But Heather doesn't remember saying it.
I don't know if I... I don't think I believe that.
I don't think, and Jake's like, well, she didn't say it, and I know, I think...
She didn't say it then.
I think some people are saying, they're like, oh, well, Jake's just defending her. Well, I think Jake's thinking right then she didn't say it, unless they edited out something. Maybe, we don't know if Jake heard earlier. The tell-all will be interesting to hear, because it's going to be... I hope that she just accepts responsibility for it.
She's already put an iPhone notes... apology out, so you can imagine how.
Okay,
yeah, I haven't looked at it, but
I haven't looked at it either.
But it apparently Raina has done an Instagram takedown and is accusing Captain Lee of being complicit and Eddie and everybody.
Mm.
So things are probably going to get bigger and blown up. Yeah, then yeah, put a pin in this one, y'all. It's gonna. Things are going to come out more about
it. Things are going to come up much more about it. So So yeah, so that's kind of what happened with that. More to, and you know, it's. It'll be interesting. I think this could be, if they talk, I don't know if they'll talk about it more on this episode or not, but it'll be, you know, because Raina does talk about this with Fraser.
Yes, the next day.
Yeah, the next day, Raina talks about it with Fraser, and then Raina ends up talking about it to Eddie. And I thought, you know, I thought in some ways Eddie handled the conversation decently, in other ways he didn't.
I don't think he handled it well at all. But it was almost like,
he validated like her work ethic and
right. But the fact that when she said Heather said the N word,
he didn't say
it wasn't a reaction like. What?
Yeah, that's where he was.
Why did she say what? In what context did this even happen?
Like, to me, like, I wouldn't be laying back in a bed holding my glass of wine going, oh, okay. I'd like would sit up and like be like, wait a minute.
Like, wait, where were you and how did this happen? Because this is something that I would need to talk to Captain Lee about.
Captain Sandy would want a report. And I would too. Sorry, y'all. That's a joke from last season. She was upset
but it's just
report.
Like, I would say, well, that's shitty.
But it's
let's talk about that. That's unacceptable. Let's talk about that. I need to know how this happened, when it happened, because this is something I need to be aware of. Captain Lee asked me as first officer.
Because that's where I guess, and I should rephrase what I'm saying. The first part of his conversation I thought was good. And then his reaction to that, I went,
right.
You totally undercut everything you just
said. Yeah, and he didn't really understand where she was coming from.
No.
And this is the thing, you guys. None of the people on that boat are going to really be able to understand where Raina's coming from with this kind of stuff. With being caught with, and some people on Reddit are saying things like, well, no one called her the N-word. That doesn't matter.
And even
it's
Wes,
just the fact.
Even Wes, we can't assume that all black people relate to other black. Because even Wes has said he doesn't have that experience because he grew up in a country that was 85% black. So it's a whole different experience. And I think you really nailed it when you're like, Raina feels very alone on this ship.
She does. And it's
does that excuse her?
No,
like rolling her eyes when Eddie talks.
Those
to her
are different things.
And talk. That's a totally different thing. And do I think that she's the? Do I think she's the most respectful to her, to the people she works with all the time?
Yeah.
No, I think she's a. I think not in this case, but in other cases, I've said before, Raina will create drama because she's a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And whereas this is like. I think they're almost treating it as like she's just starting other drama. I'm like, no, this is different. This is something we need to pay attention to.
I question why she wanted to be on this show. Because it seems like
it does seem like her and Jess from day one did not want to be here. And
right.
A lot of it changed after Jake lost interest in her. And then remember... Jake and Raina made out.
Yeah, like the first or second episode.
But doesn't that seem like
eons ago? I want to bring up one thing. This is one thing I wrote down. One of the things about that Eddie conversation, I feel like that might have been re-filmed.
Really?
Or reenacted because of the way Eddie just didn't.
I don't.
Really?
I don't. I think
I'm saying because... Everyone would have that reaction of what the fuck.
Well, because that, I would think though, as somebody, if I was someone who was in a superior position in a boat, and I know that I'm on TV, if I reenacted, I would want to make sure that I would.
I agree, but I think this is the best they got.
If this is a reenactment, that's even shittier.
But I'm using the concept of him because this is such a subject that everyone's like, how are we going to handle this?
Yeah,
that's why they were trying to show Heather as being Heather must have been drunk or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I noticed with the editing.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there because even some like the Eddie who's trying to play it cool, it seemed like he would have had more of a reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was what I was thinking about. Because they do have to do reenactment sometimes because either the camera doesn't catch something.
That's true. Well, also, we don't know, like, he acted as almost like he already knew about it.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know if, like, if they all, like, and again, we assume that Jake, when he was defending Heather, was just talking about them singing rap songs in the galley.
Yeah.
Or did everyone hear Raina and Heather say it out at
the
dinner?
It did not look as the way it was filmed.
We have no idea.
Right.
So maybe Eddie heard that, and that's why. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying this. I think production is doing, and honestly, I think probably you're right. Like with the vodka, it's almost like Bravo's kind of editing this in a not clear way, so we're confused.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but obviously, there was no Watch What Happens Live right after this episode. It was a rerun.
Oh.
They know.
Yeah, they know. So
they know.
Yeah.
So, and you guys, a lot of people online have been complaining, how could Bravo have been so irresponsible here? It's Bravo.
Yeah,
I know that you guys think that some networks have a responsibility, and if all you had to know was to watch Andy Cohen's speech on Southern Charm the last season about, we're all learning and we're all doing the work, right?
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
It was the worst virtue signaling you've ever seen.
If you think this was like Southern Charm was a whole thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway. I think that, y'all, this was not an easy episode to watch. This is shitty when people say things like this on television.
It's
shitty when people say things like this in life.
Yeah, it's shitty's not even, it's deplorable. It's horrible. Yeah. So, but at least we're not on this ship because they are sad. They are just, and on top of that, Captain Lee is pissed. That's my next teabag. Can I talk about that? Y'all, this deck crew just can't fucking get it together. They keep fucking up the slide. They have to rehearse the slide. And then Captain Lee is on the ship and he calls Eddie up. And there's just like, I guess, water spots.
Water spots, yeah.
And which I guess is a big deal. I guess it's supposed to be ship shape, which means spotless, right?
Making up stuff.
I just got what ship shape means.
I guess it does.
Remember when they say something ship shape?
I do know the expression.
It's
got to
be the shape of a ship. I just got that. What is a ship shape?
I think it's just that since it's a luxury yacht, it should be shined.
He wants it ship shaped.
Great.
Anyway.
That's not a verb.
Captain Lee says, basically, again, he goes, this is why I do love Captain Lee, because he's like, at the end of the day, this falls on Eddie.
Yeah.
This is about leadership. He's not conveying good leadership to his team, which is so true. And Eddie's like, ugh. And that's where he says, I'm going to be handing out plane tickets, compliments of Captain Lee's travel agency.
So I'm interested to see what's going to happen next week, because Raina is still talking about what happened with Heather the next day to every crew member.
Oh, you mean on next time?
Did you notice that? She talked to Fraser. She talked to Jess.
She did talk to Jess about
it. And that, and so it's, I don't, I understand she's processing it, but I wonder how it's going to wind up. Is there going to be some type of apology?
Well, and it's, I don't know. And, you know, some people said, like, well, Raina just needs to say something and stand up for herself. And I'm like, well, but first of all, don't speak for her experience. And B, you know, Heather, which does not look good on Heather, when Raina said that to her, again, it kind of is like Eddie's reaction. What would you say if someone said to you, well, Poodle, earlier when you said the N-word, well, how would you react?
I would say, what?
Even if you were drunk. You probably would say, like, you would be shocked.
I would say, oh, my God, I can't believe, I don't, I would say, if I did not, I would say, first of all, I would never say that when I with someone. And I think I would say, I can't believe I said that. I am so, so sorry if that offended you. That's not who I am.
But also, wouldn't you say, I would say that too, but also you would say, what happened? When did this
right.
happen? Give me the context.
Right.
Can you tell me what the...
Give me the context,
she
yeah.
didn't, if they did, they edited it out. She didn't ask, like, when did I say this? What was said? Instead, she merely just said, I didn't say that. And then she went to her room and she yeah. said, Raina hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that was
and
shitty.
I went, oh.
That was terrible.
I was like, that's a fucking terrible reaction.
That was terrible.
And
yep.
so, why... So, of course, when you have that reaction, Raina's not going to quote-unquote stand up for herself and have direct conversation
no, no,
with
no.
somebody when she feels like she's not being heard.
I don't, but I'm surprised there wasn't I guess it was came so late. I'm surprised there wasn't Heather trying to apologize. Maybe that'll happen next yeah. episode.
And y'all, it has nothing to do with this. We're not Raina fans. She's kind of
no.
been like a she's just not been happy this whole trip and just kind of again shit stirs. But this is beyond emotions, beyond it's,
yeah,
it's
this
what
is,
it is.
This is straight up bad.
Anyway, it's not what we expect when we watch Below Deck, but it's
no.
what, but it's what we got.
Yeah, it's just it's interesting because the show obviously wanted to talk about this and discuss, and it's interesting that there was no Watch What Happens Live right afterwards.
It, you know what it's such a which it makes me feel for. It's basically, you know, a lot of people that are black or of color bring up these situations, and then everyone glosses over it and acts like it shouldn't be
yeah.
a big deal. And we wonder why they don't
why they don't bring it up.
Why they don't bring it up. And
yep.
this show, instead, Bravo maybe is trying to push it on, but they just indicated what happens to so many people of color in our society.
Right. And they
well
do.
Well done, Bravo.
They do an after show every time.
Good job. Way to go. God.
It does seem like let's stick our heads in the sand on this one.
We're never going to be asked to
nope.
be on Watch What Crappens.
Nope.
I don't need to be.
Nope.
I don't
nope.
want to be.
It's just even to say Andy Cohen or someone,
I think it is important to have a Watch What Happens Live after
yeah.
this episode specifically. This we should meet this head on and address it. Take responsibility.
No, they ran pretty cowardly from it. Yeah. Even though everyone's going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, to me, the episode was pretty, had everyone shook with especially what happened. But when I saw that there was no after show, I went, oh,
because
that's what really.
Because they've had
yeah.
months to prepare for this.
Yeah. They knew.
Ugh, gross. Anyway, y'all, that's all I got.
That's all I've got.
God. Y'all.
Oh, I hate reality TV sometimes, guys.
Sometimes we don't like it, y'all, but it is what it is.
These fucking people.
You know what? Go watch some Sean Cody and get your mind.
or for women who don't enjoy watching gay porn, a lot of you do, which is great.
I think a lot of our listeners like gay
porn. I agree. Or you know what you can watch? Or go watch some, like, Bob Ross with his Paint Some Trees.
Yes, or yeah, Emmanuel Acho, if you want to do that. And learn, but no matter what, just, you know, no matter where you are, take a breath. And golly. Okay, remember the days when Frasier and Jake were making out?
Frasier.
Whatever.
Y'all, we will see you next time
next
on
time.
The Below Dick. But for now, anchors are gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.